Lusaka. Feel the power.
Guess who's here? It's Saturday morning and your bed is fighting you, but guess what? Zucconi Saturday Breakfast Show is fighting harder. Join me, Viola, your favorite troublemaker, with a microphone every Saturday morning on Power 91.3 FM with Sleepers Cancel. And the vibes are mandatory, baby. I'm serving you hot music, laugh out loud moments, and stories like, did that really happen?
News from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Political analyst Dr. Neo Simutani calls for unity of purpose among the opposition ahead of presidential nominations. Male Breast Cancer Foundation calls for inclusive cancer awareness and representation. And international news, Nigerian Air Forces launch investigation into deadly airstrike in Yobe State. And finally, in sports news, Ghanaian footballer killed after armed attackers open fire at team bus.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Chris Wanji.
Political analyst Dr. Neo Simutani has called on opposition political parties to urgently put their house in order ahead of the commencement of filing in nominations for the upcoming August general elections. Speaking within an interview with Power FM Copperbelt News Bureau, Dr. Simutani said the current disorganization and internal wrangles in some opposition parties risk weakening their competitiveness and credibility in the eyes of the electorate. He noted that unity, strategic planning, and clear messaging are critical if opposition parties are to effectively challenge the ruling party. Dr. Simutani further emphasized the need for political parties to adopt transparent candidate selection processes, warning that failure to do so may lead to disputes that could derail their participation in the elections. He also stressed that the nomination period is a crucial stage in the electoral process and that any lapses in preparation could result in missed opportunities for parties to field strong candidates across constituencies, wards and the presidential seat. Dr. Simutani has since urged opposition leaders to prioritize reconciliation and organizational discipline, stating that a fragmented opposition stands little chance of mounting a meaningful contest.
Some parties are already okay. I mean, parties like the test, they don't have issues, you know. So the candidate and the candidate is going to stand. So there are parties that don't have a problem. But what happens is a problem, of course, what's going to happen is we are talking of, I mean, the alliances, for example, the PF, let us speak so that. We expect that we have several candidates that will start on different tickets. Because if you really want to start, they will simply choose what they call special status vehicle. They will look for other parties that are registered in a good standing with the Electoral Commission of Zambia. And then they are the ones that are adopted. So even the Johnson Alliance, for example, would need to use the political party. The Johnson Alliance is not a political party. It was just an alliance. So they need the political party to start it off.
In an effort to break language barrier and the dissemination of cancer-related messages, the Male Breast Cancer Foundation, MBCF, is appealing to healthcare providers, media institutions, and the general public to adopt more inclusive language and imagery in breast cancer awareness efforts. MBCF founder and executive director Boaz Masanvu notes with concern the continued perception that breast cancer only affects women. Mr. Masanvu, who is a breast cancer survivor, emphasizes that men can and do develop breast cancer. He adds that Zambia has extremely low male breast cancer awareness, as most campaigns mainly focus on women, noting that this gap contributes to delayed diagnosis, stigma, and isolation among men, ultimately leading to poorer health outcomes. In light of this, Mr. Masanvu is therefore urging stakeholders to adopt inclusive communication approaches that recognize breast cancer as a disease that can affect both men and women.
Breast cancer is widely perceived as a disease that affects only women. However, men can and do develop breast cancer. In Zambia, awareness of male breast cancer remains significantly low, as most awareness campaigns predominantly focus on women. This gap contributes to delayed diagnosis, stigma, and isolation among men, ultimately leading to poorer health outcomes. The foundation has documented 8 cases across the country, all of which reflect a common pattern of limited awareness and late representation at the Cancer Diseases Hospital. These cases highlight an important reality. Male breast cancer exists in Zambia, and the recorded cases may represent only a small portion of a much larger, largely undetected burden. Many men continue to suffer in silence due to stigma, fear, and the misconception that breast cancer is exclusively a women's disease.
Southern African Development Community Truck Drivers Association has welcomed the introduction of mobile money payment systems at toll plazas, stating that the move is progressive as it will improve efficiency in the transport and logistics sector across the region. Recently, the National Road Fund Agency announced the introduction of mobile money payments across all toll plazas operated by the agency. Parafem Copperbelt News Bureau reports that the association president, Eugene Glovo, said this initiative will address long-standing challenges faced by truck drivers, especially delays caused by manual cash transactions at toll gates. Mr. Glovo noted that the traditional system often resulted in long queues, leading to time losses and increased operational costs, emphasizing that with proper implementation, the new method has the potential to reduce costs, improve efficiency, boost regional trade. He explained that mobile payments will significantly improve turnaround times, enabling truck drivers to move more quickly along key regional routes, which will in turn enhance supply chain efficiency and ensure timely delivery of goods and services. He further highlighted that the system will ease complications associated with handling multiple currencies while also providing safer alternatives to carrying cash. Mr. Ndlovu added that digital transactions will promote transparency and accountability in toll fee collection, further emphasize the need for reliable network connectivity, driver training, and harmonization of systems across SADC member states. Within a separate development, Zambian journalist Annie Zulu has made history as the first journalist from Zambia to win the prestigious Michael Elliott Media Award for Excellence in African Storytelling, a global honor presented by the International Center for Journalists, ICFJ, the One Campaign, and the Elliott Family. The award recognizes emerging African journalists whose work demonstrates outstanding storytelling, strong analytical reporting, and meaningful community impact. Zulu earned the recognition for a groundbreaking investigation into trafficking of Zambian women to Pakistan, a deeply moving story that exposed exploitation, abuse, and systemic failures, leaving vulnerable women unprotected. With this win, she joins the elite list of past winners from across Africa, including journalists from Nigeria, Kenya, Ghana, Zimbabwe, and Morocco, many of whom have gone to work on with world-renowned media organizations such as the BBC, CNN, and Reuters. In international news, Nigeria's Air Force has launched an investigation after an airstrike on a Saturday allegedly killing dozens of civilians in the country's northeast. More than 100 people were killed and 35 injured when 3 military jets fired on a market in Juli village in Yobe State, Amnesty International said on Monday. The strike was targeting Boko Haram militants, the Air Force said in a statement. The operation was based on intelligence and surveillance that tracked the group's movements, it added. A civilian security group working with the military said there was credible evidence militants had gathered near the market and were planning an attack on local communities. Nigeria has been fighting a jihadist insurgency since Boko Haram emerged in 2009. The most prominent groups active in the country's north are Boko Haram and its breakaway faction affiliated with the so-called Islamic State. More than 40,000 people have been killed since the insurgency began. Still within international news, France is debating a bill to simplify returning artworks and artifacts looted from Africa during the colonial period to their countries of origin. It specifically refers to items acquired between 1816 and 1972.